I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with law enforcement. My guest today is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and we're talking about Halloween safety. With young children on the street as it is starting to get dark, what are some of the safety tips for families before these kids begin their trick-or-treating?
Well, every parent needs to be thinking what they're going to do. Are they going to Boo Fest? Are they going to neighborhoods? Just family. Where they park, it makes a difference if the children are crossing the street or the highway, if there's steps involved, so they need a light source to be able to see well. They also need to be able to be seen by others, whether it's motorists, other pedestrians, whatever. Costumes and stuff can be kind of tricky. Some may look really cool and have some big fancy headdress outfit, but it might hinder that child's vision. You want them to be able to see. You don't want them falling down. You don't want them anything bad happening to anybody. Nobody wants that. But those are the biggest things to think of. The kids get anxious and excited. Everybody needs to slow down, take a breath, and enjoy it. Check the candy over and stuff when you get home. Don't just be eating out of the bag as soon as you grab it. Those are the top things that come to mind.
Staying together as a group?
Yes.
Good idea?
Absolutely. Groups are safer than individuals. You know, there's always somebody that may be up to no good, wanting to steal someone's candy or make Halloween a more frightful experience than what it should be. Not everybody's out there to have fun. So you got to be looking for that. I would avoid places that are absolutely dark. Avoid houses that don't have lights on. That's a good indicator they probably don't have candy. You know, if you see a group of people doing something, acting rowdy, drinking, doing drugs, whatever it is, doesn't hurt to cross the street and go around them. Go the opposite direction.
What is a good age for kids to start going without the parents?
Oh, wow. That is actually something the parents need to decide. They know the maturity level of their children. You know, some 13-year-olds may need guidance and younger ones may not. There's not a strict rule on what age you can and can't. But, you know, having mom or dad or grandma or grandpa in the background doesn't hurt anything at all.
What should the parents of the children be watching for as they move through the neighborhoods?
Again, maybe people that you want to avoid or groups of people you'd want to avoid. If you see a house that's dark, don't let your kids go up there. It could be they don't have candy, or it could be a registered sex offender's house that is following the law and doesn't have their porch light on. You know, if something strikes you strange, if you get that weird gut feeling that somebody's up to no good, maybe they are. Check the candy, keep a closer watch on your kids, hold their hand, whatever it is. Last thing we want, something negative that happens to anybody.
You mentioned it just a moment ago, the registered sex offenders. These are houses that they should avoid because basically there's not going to be lights on. Are there any other indicators?
Well, Missouri statute, chapter 589.426, I believe is the Halloween law, is what we refer to it as. But sex offenders are required by statute to post a note on their door that no candy here. They're not supposed to have their exterior light on. They're supposed to be home unless they have valid reason to be elsewhere, such as work or medical need or something, between 5 p.m. and I believe it's 10:30 p.m. And that the purpose of that is to not allow those people to have any contact with the youth. So again, if you see a house that's not lit, it may just be somebody went to bed early, somebody's gone, maybe it's a registered offender's home, stay away from it.
Do the members of your department and other departments check on those just to make sure that they're following the rules?
Our office pretty much every year has at least one person that does a compliance check on Halloween. We do compliance checks at other times through the year, but on Halloween, we typically try to do those. Sometimes we find a few violations. It may be the note wasn't on the door, but the lights were off. But really, we haven't had any significant problem in the last several years. We don't want one, but that's why we make it known that we'll be checking.
Any advice for motorists while out on Halloween?
Oh gosh, drive like you are going to have a child run out in front of you. Have that mindset instead of being tuned into your phone or other device or daydreaming about something. Think you're going to have an excited kid run out between cars or something. Just plan on it. I always ask our staff or when we have discussions to be safe, slow down. Last thing you want is somebody hurt. Nobody wants that.
Are alternatives for Halloween a good idea?
You know, Chillicothe and the businesses do a great job with Boo Fest. And I've heard comments over the years that, well, you know, I don't have near as many kids come to my home now since Boo Fest. I don't know if that's good or bad. I think it's great that there's a lot of public safety appearance. There's just a lot of eyes on all the kids. And I think it's always been a really good time for most everybody, including the businesses. You know, from when I was a kid way back when, it seemed like, you know, if we'd have had something like that, I'd rather went to that than cruising around the streets trying to find a house that was giving away candy.
Any final thoughts?
No, you know, there are several civic groups or faith-based organizations that try to do things on good to support those that support you.
That is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and this is Cop Talk.